Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
You know, talk about doing some fine work he has with the defensive unit of the Geelong Footy Club. And last Saturday night, he said to us, "I'll talk to you boys next week." And he was dead on the money. So we made sure the club stuck to this man's promise that he'd talk to us. And that is Matthew Scarlett for Prestige Jaco. Matthew, Kingy, Benny and Neildy in the K-Rock Hub. It's 9 years since the Cats were in a grand final. You played that date. How much different is it being a player to being a part of the coaching staff?
Yeah, first of all, it was lucky we won last week. I thought it looked like two idiots, but look, it's been an unbelievable week. Obviously, the build-up is a bit different here. Up here, you don't sort of read it in the newspapers or listen to the radio. The boys didn't have a big grand final parade, but the excitement's still the same. It's just been a bit of a different build-up. Driving into the ground tonight, it's pumping outside the Gabba. It's raining. A little bit of wetness on the ground, but the boys are super excited. Can't wait for the game to start.
How much of a tweak to the game style do you have to make because of the weather, Matthew?
Oh, the weather. We think it'll suit us in a way, mate. We're a really strong, contested team. Obviously, they talk about their chaos and their speed, but we're a contested team. We think if it's really damp, it'll suit us. But it's easy to say. We've obviously got to get it done now. We felt we played quite poorly against them last time, so we'll change a few things, and it's going to be a wonderful game.
I went looking in the records and couldn't find it because it was a while ago. The Cats haven't taken the same 22 in three consecutive games for a heck of a long time, but that stability at this time of the year is so important.
Absolutely. All the guys are in form. I guess that's probably why we're playing such a good brand of footy. And then the unlucky one, I guess you spoke about him a few weeks ago, Tom Atkins. Really unlucky. And you can even throw Zach Guthrie into that mix as well, who hasn't done a lot wrong this year. But our guys are really confident. As you said, played three really good weeks in a row now. Can't wait for the game to start.
Scarlett, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Current Footy. You've been great this year. You were pretty cool, calm and collected when you played. How would you describe the mood of this group, A, this week, and then B, in the last couple of hours?
Oh, they're pretty confident, mate. Like we spoke about, the build-up is really different. Like, we had our captain's run yesterday. There was maybe 20, 30 people there. If it was back home, it would have been 20,000. So the build-up is quite different. But our guys are really confident. They seem relaxed. A few of them actually got to the ground and said they were quite nervous, which is what I spoke to the boys about. I've been there four times, and those nerves are completely normal. And once that ball gets bounced, and those nerves, they're an opportunity for this team to become great. So we've got to use it in a positive way. But I think our guys are calm. They're just really excited.
Obviously, the build-up from down here has been, and as it is always in every game, has been about the higher-profile players. And who's a couple from the Cats that maybe not the higher-profile, but you think are pretty pivotal and something of a barometer of how the team's generally going?
Oh, look, a couple of our guys in the front half. Brian Myers does an enormous amount of work with his running and his pressure. I mentioned Sam Simpson before, does a lot the same. Probably at the other end, Jake Colichasny, who will spend a fair bit of time on Dusty today. We've had a final series on Dusty Martin, Charlie Cameron, Jordan DeGoey and Robbie Gray, which is a fair effort. A bit of an understatement. He's just an understated, undersold footballer collar, and hopefully he can get the job done tonight.
We're speaking for Prestige Jaco with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Scarlett. Here's Mark Neild.
Scarlo, you mentioned earlier in this interview that you're in the hub, so it's different to being in the grand final down here for obvious reasons. But as the hub itself, has it been different this week to the previous weeks?
A bit more excitement, mate, no doubt. You're in the last game of the year. Everything's on the line tonight, so the excitement does go up. Last game of the year, winner takes all. So maybe the excitement levels go through the roof. And I guess the weeks before that, you dare to dream about getting in the grand final and maybe we can win a premiership, but you've still got to play the prelim and go through those processes. But we're in the big dance now and four quarters to go.
Mate, as Benny said, you've been awesome for us this year and you keep giving us the little inside word. You've just told us who Colichasny's going to be playing on. You let us know well before the start of the bounce last week that you were going to win. You were home and host. That was wonderful. You've just also let us know that you've tweaked a couple of things from the last time you played the Tigers. We don't expect you to give us war and peace, but can you give us a bit of a hint of what those things will be?
Yeah, look, last time we started the game really strongly around the footy, got the ball forward and got absolutely obliterated by their defenders. Look, we've got some different personnel in our front half today. We think we're much more potent in attack now than we were when we played them last. So obviously we've got our hands full behind the footy. They're an unbelievable team. They surge, they knock the ball on, but we feel the way our guys are playing around the ball and in our front half, we can flick some big damage on Richmond.
Scott, just a couple more before we let you go. Like I mentioned before, you were a wonderful finals player and you played with so many blokes who were. If somebody like a Grian Myers or a Sammy Simpson came to you and said, you know, geez, I'm a bit nervous, and what sort of advice would you give to a younger player about playing tonight?
Yeah, you just talk to them about those nerves are absolutely normal, and they're there because you care about the game and you care about the club. Those nerves disappear once the ball's bounced and then you just play your game. You talk to them about what their strengths are. They don't have to go above and beyond what they do during the normal season. It's just the pressure goes up, the stakes go up. Try and stay calm. But those nerves are a really good feeling. So I spoke to the backline boys about it today. Those nerves are an opportunity for our backline group to become a great backline group. They've been very good for a number of years now, but this elevates us to a great backline group. So that's why those nerves are in the belly. What an opportunity.
Matthew, who's the first player that you'll go to when you get onto the ground? Who's one story that you've been so heavily involved in that you just want for them individually to be a premiership player?
It's hard to individualise. There's a lot of the guys in the back line. Lockie Henderson's obviously an unbelievable story. Probably if he's in the era, because he's probably the only one I'll be able to catch.
I thought you were going to say Tommy Stewart, because you've gone from playing in a flag with him at South Bowen.
Oh, serious, mate. I shouldn't have said anyone. But Hendo's the only one I can catch.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Scarlo, we really have appreciated the time you've given us this year through the club. I know you enjoy coming on K-Rock Footy, and obviously you're with like-minded former St Joseph students, so it makes it a little bit easier, and we can talk all sorts of freewheeling crap when we build up to a game of footy. But this is a big one for your footy club, and you've played a pivotal role in that. And for you and Scotty and the coaching staff from K-Rock, we wish you the very best of luck, and hopefully come around 10 o'clock our time, the Premiership Cup's in the possession of Jay Selwood and C. Scott, and it'll be well deserved. And with everything that everybody's gone through this year, we can't wait for the bounce of the ball in about an hour from now. Good luck, and awesome, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Awesome. See you guys. Have a great night.
Thanks. Matthew Scarlett joining us there for Prestige Jayco, the Geelong assistant coach.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.